2 Kings chapter 2. I'm going to ask you to all stand if you would. I want to break in reading at verse number 8. 2 Kings chapter 2. We'll stand for the reading of God's word and break in at verse number 8. The Bible says, "And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And the Bible says, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters," watch this, "and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters and parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, Behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee," watch this, "and seek thy master, lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or in some valley. He said, Ye shall not send. And when they urged him till he was ashamed," or he got sick and tired of hearing it, amen, "he said, Send, go ahead and send them out. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. When they came again for him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, Did I not say unto you, Go not?" Let's pray. Father, we love you today. And God, I truly appreciate the opportunity to be at Charlestown to preach the word of God this morning. What a blessing and what a privilege. But Lord, you know that I can't do this on my own. I'm just a feeble servant. Lord, I want to be used of you. I pray you would just fill me with thy spirit. Lord Jesus, give me the very words from on high that you would have me to preach this morning. God, I pray that this message would come across exactly how you would want it to come across. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for the Christians, that we would be about your business. Father, that we would realize that time is short, as the young children sang, countdown, he's coming back shortly. And Father, I believe that's so true today. Father, I pray most of all for the one here that might not be sure they're saved and on their way to heaven. Father, I believe the rapture could happen at any time. I believe, Lord, you could come back in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. I pray you would help us today, use us today, bless us today, speak to our hearts today, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I love preaching on Elijah and Elisha and all the characters of the Bible. They thrill my heart, amen. And I enjoy the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this one here, I was praying about what to preach on, and God had showed me this message sometime back, I guess maybe a month or so ago. And let me break in at verse 1 of chapter number 2. We did not read that, but I'll read it in the begin with, because that's where I want to start it. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven." Can I tell you this morning, church, listen to me well, our beginning and our ending is not in our hands. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ's hands, amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, he said, it is appointed. It is appointed. Let me say it again. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, what? The judgment. Listen, I pray this morning that every heart, every soul in this building knows for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're saved, that you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because he is the way. There is no other way, and there will be a day. There will be a time, and bless God Almighty, we might make it out of here without dying. Amen. I believe the rapture of the church. I believe it's the next event on God's timetable. I believe it's he could come at any time, in any moment. But I also believe, he's holding back for that last soul to get saved. Amen. That one that needs Jesus Christ. That one that's closest and nearest to hell. I believe he's holding back so that last soul can be saved. He tells us, he said, he's not willing, bless God, that any should perish, but that all, A-L-L means all, should come to repentance. Elijah knew that he would be taken up. He knew he was going to go see the Father Jehovah God. Amen. He said, and the God was going to take him up. My friends, when it's your time and when it's my time, there's nothing going to hold us back. Money can't hold you back. Physical health can't hold you back. I try to exercise every day. I tell my wife, I'm getting close to 60, brother. I'll be 60 in a couple months. And you know what? I want to stay young, amen. That's just part of me. That's just the way I am, amen. And but that's not going to stop. What are you laughing back here? Yeah, I'll be 60, amen. Hey, listen, that's not going to stop what's going to happen to my life, amen. Money and jobs and security and health is not going to stop. When our time's up, our time's up. Elijah knew that God Almighty was going to take him out of there. He was prepared. He was ready. Are you ready today? The Bible says it, and I'll be real quick. And it's 10 after 12. I'll try to have you out of here by 12:30. Amen. I know if you're a good Baptist, you get hungry, just like I get hungry about 12:30, quarter once, and we'll try to get you out of here. The Bible says that Elijah went down to Bethel. He said, God had sent me down to Bethel. And he said, he told Elijah, just stay here. And Elijah said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to stay with you. And then he not only sent him to Bethel, but he sent him down to Jericho. And he said, the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Elisha said, I'm going to stay with you. And he told him, just stay here. He said, no, I'm going with you. And then he sent him down to Jordan. He said, the Lord sent me to Jordan. He said, I'm going to go with you. And he said, no, go ahead and stay. Let me tell you what, Elijah was following the path of God. Just as the song was sung today by Brother Steve, I choose to follow God Almighty. Amen. Let me tell you what, if we follow God, I believe there's some good things going to happen in our lives. I believe God will bless our lives if we follow him. And can I tell you, Elijah did. And Elisha stayed right there with Elijah. Here he is now in verse number 8. The Bible says in Elijah, they're up. They've traveled some 70 to 80 miles to get where they were today. Amen. Elisha, I believe he knew in his heart that God was going to do something great in his life. Because he was following exactly what his predecessor was. He was following the man of God, and he believed that he would be the next prophet there of Israel. So he told him, he said, he followed them in there. Elijah took his mantle. Here they are at the Jordan. I can see them. Just try to picture this in your mind. I like picturing things in my mind when I preach. Here they are at the Jordan, and Elijah's going to take his mantle. He's going to wrap it. He's going to swat it. The rivers are going to part hither and thither, amen. That means side to side, I guess, right? And bless God Almighty, they're going to go across on dry ground. They don't need no kayak, amen. They're going to go across on dry ground, praise God. Watch this. He said he took his mantle, wrapped it together, smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither so that the two went over on dry ground. I like how the Bible says dry ground. It didn't say muddy. He wasn't even going to get his shoes muddy, amen. They were going to go across on dry ground, amen. Hey, listen, when God does something, God does it right, amen. He doesn't do no halfway. He does it right exactly how he wants it done. And yes, it can be miracles at times. He went over there. The Bible says the two went over. I thought about that a moment. I thought about why did Elijah cross over the Jordan and take Elisha with him? He knew that Elisha had to get back to the other side. He knew he had to be back over there where he had came from. I believe Elijah was making Elisha trust God Almighty to get him across to the other side. Amen. Hey, listen, you realize that Elisha's first miracle, amen, was Elijah's last miracle. He needed to trust in God. There wasn't no boats to take him across. There wasn't no ferries. There wasn't no jet ski. There wasn't no kayak. He couldn't swim. God Almighty had to get him across. Can I tell you today, listen, there's only one way to heaven, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We need to trust him to get us into heaven. There is no other way. Church, you can't do by your works. You can't do it by coming to the house of God every time the doors are open. You need to trust Jesus Christ. The two went over on the other side. He wanted Elisha to trust God to get him over to the other side. Can I ask you a question this morning? What are you trusting God for before you get across the other side? What are you trusting him for? You say, I've got problems at home. I've got problems with my marriage. I've got problems with my children. I've got problems with my grandchildren. I've got problems at work. I've got problems here. The bank's gone bad. The country's gone bad. Hey, listen, who are you trusting in today? Amen. Listen, the Bible says over there in Psalms 56:3, it says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee, amen. Elisha trusted God Almighty to get him across the other side. Bless God. Hey, listen, and we need to trust God Almighty before we get and when we get to the other side, amen. We need to trust him for everything that comes in our lives. And as Christians, I know if you're serving God, you've got problems, you've got trials, and we all do, because Satan doesn't want anybody to serve the Lord, amen. And when you do serve the Lord, you better hold on, you better watch out, amen, because he'll be after you. Trust in God. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in him. Yeah. Bible says over there on the other side, they went across on dry ground. The Bible says it came to pass when they were going over that Elisha said unto Elijah, what, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken from thee. He said, let a double portion of thy spirit fall upon me. You realize that Elijah realized that Elisha, they're going to be separated. But he's still concerned about what's going to go on with Almighty God. He's realizing that Elisha's going to be the prophet there. And he said, ask what I shall give thee. What shall I do for thee? Amen. He's concerned about what's going to happen down the road. And he's getting ready to go to heaven. Amen. Hey, listen, I wonder today, are we concerned about the church of God? Are we concerned about God's people today? Hey, more than that, are we concerned about the lost and the dying, the people that are on their way to a devil's hell? I wonder if we're concerned about that today. Sometimes we'll sit in our seat. Let me tell you what, church, I'm guilty of it too. Just sit in my seat and say, go ahead, preacher, preach. I ain't got nothing for it. Go ahead, preach. I don't care. When I ought to care. When I ought to care, we said, you see young people dying, taking their lives. Hey, listen, go ahead and start up the youth ministry, brother. Amen on you. Go for it. They need to hear Jesus. I wonder if we're concerned. The devil's out there trying to take our young people away, trying to bring them down, trying to get them to curse God. Hey, listen, we need to take a stand, amen, for Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he said, ask what I shall do for thee. The Bible says in verse 10, it said, thou hast asked a hard thing. You want me to give you a double portion of my spirit? In other words, he wants to do double the miracles. He wants to do what Elisha's done, amen. He wants to be like Elijah. Give me a double portion of thy spirit. That's a hard thing to ask. Can I tell you something this morning? There's nothing that God can't do. You remember over there in Genesis, back whatever it was, verse chapter 18 or something, when God came with the angels to visit Abraham and Sarai, amen. And she was, what, 90 years old? And he said, hey, you're going to have a child next year. And the Bible says she was back there and she laughed. He said, wherefore hast thou laughed? She said, I didn't laugh. Could you imagine you're going to have one at 90? I don't know, that'd be tough. Abraham was 100. Let me tell you what the Bible says is anything too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God. You might have a prayer you've been trying to get answered. You might have something in your life you're trying to get straight. You might be praying to God, and you might say, I don't know if he can hear this prayer. Hey, listen, he can hear it. Say, I don't know if he can answer this prayer. There's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing too hard for God. Hey, listen, the Bible says with man, it's impossible, but not with God. He said, you've asked me a hard thing. You've asked me a hard thing. I thought about that when there was this fella. He was walking down the beach. I got to get you all awake here. He was walking down the beach one day. He seen this bottle, and he reached down and picked it up. And he looked at it and took the top off, and this genie pops out. And Jesus says, oh, I'm so glad to be out of here. He said, ask whatever you want. He said, I'll give it to you. He said, you know, he said, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. I've always had a desire to go to Hawaii. But I tell you what, I'm so scared to fly, you can't get me in a plane. I'll never fly. He said, I am so scared of a boat. He said, you'll never be able to get me in a boat. He said, I can't get over there in a boat. I can't fly, get over there. He said, would you do me a favor? And the angel said, sure, whatever you want. He said, could you build me a bridge from California to Hawaii? And that genie looked at him and said, can you imagine how much, I told you this thing's hard on me tonight. Can you put it in my pocket? Can you imagine how many miles of feet of steel it would take? Could you imagine how many workers we'd have to get to build a bridge from California to Hawaii? Could you imagine the miles and miles of concrete and the steel and all the way we got to go down to the ocean? He said, I could just about do anything. He said, that's pretty hard. He said, why don't you ask something else? And he said, okay. He said, you heard this joke before? Is it okay to say it? He said, is it all right to say it? He said, he got me laughing. He said, me and my wife, we're having a hard time getting along. And he said, I just don't understand women. He said, could you please help me understand my wife? And that genie looked at him and he said, sir, you want that bridge 2 lanes or 4 lanes? Amen. Hey, listen, it might be too hard, but not for God, amen. There's not a soul that God can't save. There's not a life that God can't change. There's not a provision that God Almighty can't meet. There's nothing too hard for God. Bible says over there, it said, you ask a hard thing, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Can I tell you, Elisha was going to see, amen. The Bible says it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them, what? Both asunder. Can I tell you, if the rapture were to happen, if Jesus Christ would come back today for the church, if you were with your saved best friend and he wasn't saved and you were saved, amen, or vice versa, you two are going to part ways, amen, and you will never see each other again. One will go to hell, one will go to heaven, amen. They said they parted both asunder. He's coming back. Are you ready today? Are you ready today? Bible says that they parted both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. Let me tell you what, that's a beautiful picture of the rapture of the church. A beautiful picture of the rapture of the church. Amen. Next event on God's timetable, my friends, is the rapture of the church. And I'm telling you, I look around and I can see what's going on in the Middle East, and I see what's going on in the world, and I can see what's happening out there, and you can see it too. You can read it and hear it as well as I can. And I'm telling you, on the authority of the Word of God Almighty, He's coming back, amen. I didn't say He was coming back. He said He was coming back, amen. He's coming back for the church. Just like He took Elijah up, my friends. We can escape death too one day if He comes before we die. Amen. Watch this. The Bible says, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Bless God Almighty, He's not sending Moses. He's not sending Elijah. He's coming back Himself with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, amen, shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There will be a parting one day. Maybe one of your best friends. Maybe somebody you have worked with. Maybe somebody you love very dearly. There could be a parting one day. Oh, I wonder if we're concerned about their souls. There could be a parting. The Bible says Elijah went up by a whirlwind in heaven. The Bible says, and Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And the Bible says that he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and he rent them in pieces. Amen. Let me tell you what, he was sad to see Elijah leave him. Amen. Even though we knew where he went, he was sad to see him leave. They were having to depart friends. Amen. But hey, they'll see each other on the other side one day. Can I tell you, we sometimes have to leave our loved ones. Can I tell you, sometimes we have to go, listen, and our loved ones will go on before us, amen. But let me give you something here that'll make your heart feel better. We'll see our loved ones again, amen. This earth is not the end. We're in the land of the dying. We're going to the land of the living, praise God. The Bible says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go, which he did, and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And what? Receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. He's coming back. He's coming back, church. Are you ready? Child, listen, are you ready today to meet him in the air? Are you ready today? The Bible says, he saw him no more. He saw him no more. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Amen. And I tell you, God's work will go on. When our preacher, when he stops preaching, I hope he preached till he's 98. Or till the Lord comes again. Amen. Amen. You'll still be working, I know. Amen. Charles will still be hanging doors, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen. God's work must go on. That's exactly what Elisha was going to do with Elijah, amen. His work was going to go on. He picked the mantle up, amen. He's going to go through the Jordan there, amen. God's work will go on. God's not going to stop with one man or another. His work's going to go on. Amen. I'll say amen myself. Amen. His work will go on. The Bible says, he took the mantle of Elijah, fell from him, and smote the waters and said, watch this, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Wait a minute. Elisha's standing there, getting ready to go across the other side. Elijah is gone out of sight, went up in a whirlwind, a chariot of fire, amen. Don't you think I'd have cried out, where's Elijah? Elisha cried out, where's the God of Elijah? Where's God? Let me tell you what, Christian, when things go wrong in your life, when there's problems and trials in your life, when there's heartaches in your life, listen, call out to God, amen. Cry out to God Almighty. He's the one that can help. He's the one that can take care of your need. God Almighty, no one else. He can do it today. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? I'm glad I know where he's at today. Jimmy, amen. I'm glad Romans and Hebrew tells me that he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. He's making intercession for you and I today, amen. We don't have to worry about where God's at. We know where Jesus Christ at. God's a spirit, and they that worship him, what? Must worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't need to know where God's at. He's all over. He's all over. And I hope he's all over us today. I hope he's all over us when we leave here tonight. I hope he's all over it. No, it won't be that long, just another 5 minutes. I hope he's all over us when we leave, amen. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? When he had smitten the waters and parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over, God showed Elisha that he was going to give him the power. And my friends, you want power in your life? Do you want power in your life? Go ahead and call out to God. Go ahead and stay close to God. Go ahead and stay close in the Word. Go ahead and stay close in your prayer life. Go ahead and walk with the Lord and follow the Lord. Amen. You want power in your life? Go ahead and ask for it. He'll give it to you. He'll show it to you. And you can be used of God Almighty like Elisha's going to be. Watch this. The Bible says, and when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. Can I tell you, they were watching everything going on. They were seeing everything going on, Rick. Can I tell you the world's watching you today? Can I tell you they're watching everything you do? I know this for a fact. I've said it before because I can be down the shop and somebody can get me so aggravated. Isn't that hard to believe? Somebody get me so aggravated. It happens, amen. You know, and you just want to take your fist and hit the door or something, do something to get you upset. And you get mad. Can I tell you the world's watching you? I've had so many times when people come to me and sit there, hey, Hal, how's it going down to church? And I'm all upset, my face is red, I'm all mad, my blood pressure's up, amen. The world's watching you, and the world's watching me, amen. They are. They are. That whole crowd was watching what was going on there. And the world's watching you. Let me tell you something, the world needs Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the way today. They're watching you. If they watch us do the things we shouldn't do, I wasn't going to preach this. This wasn't even going to be in the message. But if they watch us do the things we shouldn't do, if they hear us say the things we shouldn't say, if they hear us do the things and go into places we shouldn't be, hey, what are they going to want Jesus for? We're no different than they are. Right. World's watching you. They're watching you. I just threw that in. The Bible says the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elijah. And they said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Watch this. Let them go, we pray thee. And let's seek out your master. Let's go seek Elijah out. We don't know where he's at. Lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord had taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. They thought maybe the spirit of God had just taken him up for a little ride and just let him maybe they let him go back onto a mountain or down into a valley. Let's go search him out. Elisha knew better. He knew a whole lot better. He said, no, you're not. Don't you dare send anybody. He said, he's gone. God Almighty took him. He's gone. Well, let's go. And they kept going back and going back to him until he finally gave in. Amen. We can't give in to the things of the world. When Satan tries to tempt us, we can't give in to the things of the world. We need to stay close to the Word of God, close to the book. Don't go. No, I'm going to go. Don't go. He kept on aggravating him. He said, go ahead and go. So the Bible says those 50 strong men went out. And they went up the mountains. And they went down in the valleys. And they searched through the trees. And they searched through the wilderness. They searched all over. Not for one day. Not for 2 days. But did it for 3 days straight. And they came back to Elisha. And they said, we can't find them. We sent men all over the place. And we can't find them. I don't know what happened to them. I know what happened. You die. We sent 50 men out looking way up on the mountain, way in the valley on this earth. Is there going to be people, or if the rapture happens, is your family and friends going to be looking for you? Where's Jimmy at? Where's Steve at? Where the hell, where'd they go? Up on the mountain, brother. They went with the Lord Jesus Christ. And there will be some that go down in the valley. Some that's going to go way, way down in the valley in a place called hell. Where'd they go? We can't find them. Here's the message. Here's the thought, and I'll be done. Can you give me a song? Just, you guys get us a song together. They're out searching. They're searching for Elisha's best friend. And he's up in heaven with Jehovah God. Sometimes we have our best friends. Sometimes we have our loved ones that have gone on to a better place. Oh, listen, I've been to funerals. I've preached funerals where it breaks your heart because you know they're not saved. And then I've preached a lot of funerals, praise God, most of them, where I know they're saved and on their way to heaven. I know where they went. I don't have to go searching, amen. I know they're up in heaven. They're with Jesus, amen. The message in the thought, where are you going?